AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge 30. Welcome in. I like that. You go into a store, they're like, welcome in. You go to a restaurant, they're like, welcome in. Welcome. That's a new thing. We really started doing that in the last year. I love that. Welcome in. The last store I walked in, they're like, welcome in. And I looked over at them. I'm like, thank you. And they were like, not looking at me. I'm like, they're just kind of going on autopilot now. So welcome into today's radio show. We are live here from Silicon Valley. And so I want to share a story with you. I started using Thumbtack. I set up a Thumbtack account. If you're not familiar with Thumbtack, Thumbtack is this really cool application and tool that you can, as an expert, you can generate leads, you can create new customers and all of that. And when I'm not doing the radio show, I am working with customers and clients. I'm working with businesses that want business plans written. They want grant plans written. They want to just a lot of different things, coaching, consulting. I do a lot of business coaching and consulting. I work heavily with the Small Business Development Center here in NorCal, SBDC, Northern California Small Business Development Center. And so I've been tossing around the idea of doing a Thumbtack account and not real excited about spending the budget. We do a lot of lead generation. We spend a lot of our resources in generating new opportunities here at Small Business Concierge, my business. That's actually my corporation, Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. It's a small business development, coaching, consulting, and mass media advertising, mass media reach. You need that reach. You need to build a competitive advantage. So I toyed around with it. I set up an account last year and sat on it. It was all nice and ready. And so here, coming into 2023, I decided to pull the trigger. And I said, let me just take it for a test ride. And sometimes when I'm using tools and applications, I'm really wanting to test them out for you, those out there that are entrepreneurs, that are aspiring entrepreneurs, and you don't want to take the leap. And so I'll try some things out to see whether or not it makes sense for a small business to do. And I did something about a year ago in 2021, and it was a total bust. I lost my money. And I had a client who really was excited about trying it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you until we find out. And so it ended up being a pretty interesting scam. I'm really kind of annoyed with that one, but I'll try things. And so I'm trying Thumbtack. And so I pulled the trigger on the 2nd of January. And to my surprise, it is a very sweet surprise. They have generated so many leads, and I did the bare bones. They wanted $500 a week. I'm like, I'm not paying $500 a week. Don't pay $500 a week on any application unless you take it for a test ride. If they have a free version, a trial version, do all of that first and see how it's going to work for your company. And so and you said, well, you just got scammed. I did get scammed, but I took it for a test ride. I didn't give them all of my money. They had different plan sizes, and I did the low end cost and lost my money. Hopefully I can get it back. So we'll have to tangle with Stripe to see whether or not that happens. If not, a lesson learned, but I'm not going to talk about them on the air or to my customers to, you know, have them get scammed. So Thumbtack is a really nice surprise. And so if you're thinking about doing Thumbtack, you're an expert, you want to generate new leads, it's really a cool tool to use. And I say all that to say there's a lot of small businesses on Thumbtack asking for grant writing, grant services. They want to get a grant. And I get these exact matches. Now, to get me as a grant writer, it is not cheap. It is a significant investment. Let's say it like that. It's a significant investment. And so if you're a small business and you're looking for a grant writer, you're expect to pay a significant amount of money up front working on the grant. Don't ask the grant writer to pay them or you'd like to pay them after you get the grant. First of all, most grants, 99.9999999.9999% says you cannot use this grant money in the development of submitting for this grant, something to that effect. It's going to say, no, basically, you cannot use any of this money to hire a grant writer or pay for the submission of the grant, right? That's not ethical. And so you have to be prepared to invest. And I'm looking at these small businesses that are really small businesses, the backbone of our country. These small businesses that are turning their wheels every day, creating revenue, hiring a couple of people here or there, and they're going. They're small companies, and they want to grow, and they want to do more. And so I have a real heart for that spirit. That is the American spirit. That is the entrepreneurial spirit, the chi of the business development world. And I want to help them, but I can't help them. And because they don't have $6,000 to start with, to hire me to help them get a grant or even be fundable for a grant, to even qualify, to be grant ready. They're not grant ready. Even those that can pay, typically, not always, if it is a nonprofit or an organization that, especially a nonprofit, or if they are submitting and they have a grant pipeline, then they are grant ready. They've done a lot of work to ensure that. So if you're a nonprofit, you should have a grant plan pipeline that you should always be submitting grants. You should always be multiple grants and letting funders know that you are going after multiple funding. You have matching funds and you have all of these things going on. And a small business is like, I need a grant to buy a new whatever it is. And they're not even ready to compete. What do I do with that? So I steer them towards some other services that would be better for them, like a business development growth plan subscription with us at Small Business Concierge that they pay pennies on the dollar. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach them how to win grants. I'm going to teach them how to become grant ready. And so how do you become grant ready? So you're not spending hiring me, it's a retainer. So it's like hiring an attorney. It is $6,000, and then I charge against that amount, and we start out with 40 hours. It's going to take at least that to begin to prepare, and if you've already found a grant, and that document. It could be an RFP and it could be 90 pages. It could be 30 pages. It could be whatever. I will go through it with a fine tooth comb because that's my job. And grant writers, let me just say this, and I'm going to be very clear on this. There isn't a grant writer, and I would challenge them, any grant writer worth their salt are not going to guarantee wins. They can't guarantee wins. They can guarantee that you will compete vigorously. And that's what I tell them. I can guarantee you will compete vigorously. I might even say you're probably going to win. I don't say I guarantee you're going to win. It's like going to the Olympics. I call it the Olympics of grant writing. The Olympics of grant writing is when you go to the Olympics, those that have been to the Olympics, they have a coach. And the coach's job to help them get to the Olympics. But once they get to the Olympics, the coach isn't doing the running. The coach has done their job. They prepared. Now they're in the race. So then you're in the race to compete against other businesses for that opportunity, that grant. I've got a client right now that's, I got them on that path, the funding plan. You know what they're doing right now? Submitting. And you know what? They're sending me messages. We got approved. It's just about preparation. And it's not just about preparation. I'm going to give you three keys right now to grant writing. Write them down if you're listening. Prepare, number one, prepare. Number two, prepare. Number three, prepare. Did you get that? I'll say it one more time. Prepare, 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 and then prepare some more. If you can't be overly ready. Actually, you could be. You want to be overly ready, not under ready. Use everything that you can use to compete. So I want to help small businesses today that are telling me, Coach Margaret Jackson, I want to get a grant. Now, mind you, on Thumbtack, I got to mention this. They're giving me these matches, which is really kind of cool. They're giving me these matches of people who are not ready to compete, small businesses that don't have the financial arsenal to really acquire my services at that level, because that's a start. We may go above that initial cost because I don't know what I'm going to find when I start working with you, right? And so I have different rates for different types of structures. So a non-government organization has a rate, a nonprofit has a rate that I use, and then a for-profit has a rate. And so depending where you fall, then you're going to have different rates. I got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, I am going to help you small businesses, entrepreneurs, aspiring business owners on how to start preparing for doing some serious grant submissions. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. She's a dancing
machine. Welcome back to Money. Welcome back. Business on the Edge here with Margaret Jackson. We've got the Jackson 5. Oh, that takes me back. That's awesome. Thanks, Mike. Woo! Dancing in my chair here. We're a dancing machine going into 2023. Grant writing. Welcome back to the show. I got an announcement for you. I got a really great announcement for you. NorCal SBDC Inclusivity Project. Are you a Black or African-American entrepreneur struggling to start or grow your business in Northern California? The Northern California SBDC's Inclusivity Project understands your challenges SBDC's free training series provides expert knowledge and insight on all small business topics, from credit to capital, marketing, management, and more. Don't miss this opportunity to take control of your business journey in 2023. Classes for you start February 1st, 2023. Hurry and register now. Spots are limited. Sign up today at theinclusivityproject.com/courses. So if you are a Black or African American entrepreneur, you are going to go through a series of classes that's going to get you off the ground now. Northern California really, really does understand the challenges faced by African American and Black business owners. And as a matter of fact, 41% of African American Black businesses shut down during COVID. They went out of business. And throughout the country. And so we're trying to build back. I am a part of the NorCal SBDC regional team. I am a lead advisor for the Inclusivity Project. So if you're out here and you're listening to this show, register, sign up. I teach some of those. In fact, I teach a lot of those classes. So sign up, get involved, and let us help you move your business or your new business. Or even if you're not in business and you're what we call a pre-venture, you can sign up and we're going to get you moving in the right direction. And if that's all right with you, then let's get you going. So let's get back to what I'm talking about. So on Thumbtack, like I said, really highlighted for me that there's a lot of small businesses all over the country that are asking for grants. I want to get a grant. I need to buy new equipment. I want to get a grant because I want to help people in my community. I want to get a grant because I need whatever it is. And so because they are small, they really don't have the financial arsenal to really take on grant writers. And so I want to help these businesses throughout the country. So wherever you're at, throughout the U.S., continental U.S., this applies to you. You can use it. It doesn't matter where you're at. You don't have to be in Silicon Valley. We are the Ichi, of course, of technology. I like just saying that to the world. It's kind of like rubbing the world's face in that. We are the titans of technology. At least for now, Austin seems to be coming up and building up there in Texas. So before I went to commercial break, I gave you the number one key to grant writing, preparing for grant writing. And what was it? Prepare, prepare, prepare. So keys 1, 2, and 3, prepare, prepare, prepare. 2, let's talk about things that you need to know. You want to learn and understand the language of grant writing. There's different types of grants. There's different types of grant proposals that you might submit. You might submit to a public funder, a governmental grant funder. You might come across an RFP grant. What is RFP, Coach? Request for proposal. That's all that means. Or RFQ, request for quote. And sometimes you'll see an RFI, request for information. And so there's private funders, foundations. One of my favorite foundations, funders, is Coca-Cola. I look at Coca-Cola's giving record every single year. In fact, I've got to look at it now for 2022, because now that we are out of 2022, but Coca-Cola they give a percentage of their revenue throughout the globe through their funder organization, Coca-Cola Foundation. And I'm always impressed with the diversity that I see. It is absolutely fantastic. And so it really sends a message to me that they are serious about supporting the health of the world community. During COVID, they gave a lot of resources out to third world countries to be supportive. I mean, they are just amazing, amazing, amazing. So thumbs up, Coca-Cola. If you work for Coca-Cola, great. And now we've got some Dasani waters and all of that. And so they've got a nice mix of products that we can choose from, and healthy products, which is awesome as well. And so they give to young black kids in technology, education, women in business, island Pacificers, if I can say it that way. Just amazing foundation. So you want to understand the terminology. Who are you talking to? It's very important that you know who you're talking to. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a little bit more information. We're talking about how small businesses can get ready, grant ready to compete. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We are bringing the music. Yes, James Brown. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson and James Brown. No, James Brown is not really here. Don't get excited. You realize that, though. He passed away. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We are talking about how small businesses need to think about getting a grant. And so you've got prepare. You've got learning the terminology, learning the different types of grantors. And I gave you a couple examples of public and private grantors, your grantee. But what about the types of grants that are out there? The types of grants that are available, or the categories, the building renovations. And I'm bringing that up because the state of California right now has a new construction. It's called the New Construction and Major Renovation. It is a grant for small businesses that are in the childcare industry. So it's a child care and development, new construction and major renovations grant program for centers and family child care homes. If you have not heard about it, the submission is this month. It is January 31st. Get on the ball if you want to expand and grow. And if you are already grant ready, if you have some certain things in place in your child care center or facility or family child care home, you can get up to $1.5 million. And you're like, what? Yes, but here's the catch. Here's a term that you need to know: matching funds. What are matching funds? So the state of California says, yes, we're going to give you this money, but you need to come up with 10%. So if you go for the 1.5, you're looking at that 10% of $150,000, right? So you need to have those resources ready. And if you're really ready and you've been wanting to expand and you have your schematics and designs, you will look really great and could compete vigorously for that grant. And it's an online submission. Actually, I'm working with some clients through this particular grant as well. So you want to understand and know the different types of grants that are out there. You got campaigns, got building renovations, you've got endowments and fellowships and matching funds. You can go after matching funds to match a fund for a grant that you have gotten, right? So for example, the new construction and major renovation, you get fed and says, I need matching funds. You can actually prepare a grant that will award matching funds. You might already have multiple grants that you can use a percentage of them as matching funds. If you are really doing a lot of grants, and you might find this in colleges, nonprofits, that will have different buckets of funding from grantors. And they'll leverage those funds against getting new funds. And so they'll never max out all of their matching funds so they can go and get, and they try not to, so they can go and get new funds. So it's important for you to understand there is different types of grant money out there. Here's one that you will be familiar with is the scholarship funds. Getting scholarship funds as a grant. Seed money. There is a thing, pilot programs. Think about that. Consulting services, all kinds of grant types out there. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some other things that are going on in California, like the rain and what's happening with that. And so I got a couple of my gutter guys coming on to talk about what they see out there. And then we'll get back to the grants. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, where we talk about small businesses. We talk about the Small Business Concierge magazine. We talk about the Small Business Concierge digital catalog that just published in December. We're so excited about that. And actually, we're going to talk to one of our businesses that's advertising in the digital catalog. I love it. But before we do, I want to make an announcement. If you are a Black or African American entrepreneur struggling to start or grow your business in Northern California, I'm here to tell you that the Northern California SBDC's Inclusivity Project understands your challenges. SBDC is hosting free training series of classes provided by expert knowledge and insight on all small business topics, from credit to capital, marketing, management, and more. Don't miss this opportunity. I encourage you to register, take control of your business journey in 2023. Classes start February 1st, 2023. I will be training in a lot of those classes. Also, one of my favorite instructors, Paul Basel, who is a master finance guy. Hurry and sign up. Spots are limited. Sign up today at theinclusivityproject.com/courses. I'd like to see you in those classes. And let me know that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW or iHeartRadio or wherever you found it, actually. Just let me know that you heard it. So I want to pause on my training and coaching about getting grants for small businesses. I want to talk a little bit about all of the storms that we have been hit with. It has been crazy here in California, if you have been watching the news, and that's all over California. I've never seen anything like it in all the years that I have lived in California. I am not a California native, but I've never seen anything like this. So I would like to bring on my A1 gutter guys, Aaron and Anthony Gardner. How are you guys today?
We're doing good. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic here. So Anthony, I got a couple of questions for you. You guys, you can't do anything with the gutters during all of the rain. So now that the rain has subsided, what are you seeing out there? What kind of horror stories are out there or concerns that you're seeing out there?
Well, there's a lot. So we were actually getting some jobs in during the rain too, though, for people who had real emergencies. But so some of them, you know, trees came down, took out their gutters, roofs too. A lot of gutters were clogged, so they filled up too much with water, got too heavy, and they ripped off, you know, the side of the roof, stuff like that. Downspouts flying off. You know, water just getting into the house, stuff like this. Yeah, it was insane. Wind blowing things like that.
Wow. I'm hearing a little bit more than what I expected. So you guys are out there working and getting, you know, out to all of these calls. Now you guys are the number one A1 gutter guys in the Bay Area. What cities are you servicing? How far do you, what does that reach look like? Can Aaron share a little bit?
Sure. We service majority of the Bay Area, basically from San Mateo County on down. Fortunately, we're not in San Francisco as of yet. So basically, and on the other side of the Bay, Alameda County, you know, Hayward, Oakland, all the way down to Santa Cruz, Gilroy, San Jose. That's where we're located in the South Bay. So our reach basically goes on both sides of the Bay Area, to San Mateo County all the way to, you know, Alameda County.
Wow, that's pretty great. So I want to share with the audience out there, if you need the gutter guys, A1 gutter guys, and they're not A1 because they're in our digital catalog, but we are a fantastic digital catalog, no doubt about it. But A1 gutter guys are the leading gutter guys in the Bay Area. And if you need your gutters done, get these guys out there. They'll get a free estimate to you. You can call them at 408-490-4326 or go out to their website and you can contact them there and request a free estimate at a1gutterguys.com. And if you are not in the locale area that they're servicing, call them anyway. They will help get you a referral for your area. So trust them. They are absolutely phenomenal. I'm so glad you guys took time to come out on the show and just share a little bit of what's going on out there. Is there any recommendations that you would give to our listening audience right now in terms of what's going on with their gutters? What's the best recommendation right now?
The best recommendation is to keep your gutters clean. That saves a lot. A lot of stuff happens because your gutters aren't clean.
Wow. Okay. So I don't think it gets any simpler than that. So keep your gutters clean. Get the A1 gutter guys out there. This is a dynamic dual brother partnership here. I'm so proud of these guys. I've been working with them for a little while and learning a lot about gutters. And so get out there with the A1 gutter guys, 408-490-4326, a1gutterguys.com. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yes. Welcome back to that bass line. What? I love it. I love that bass line on Money, Money, Money. Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We used to call this show Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. I'm getting used to not saying Money 2.0. Money, Money, Money. That bass line is amazing. Whew. I know. Bring that bass line. We could go out with that. I'm done. Drop the mic. Okay. Seriously. Okay. So let's get back. He's really got me. I'm excited. I'm celebrating my 33-year wedding anniversary this weekend, and I think I need to do a little dancing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are excited about that. So let me give you a little bit more information, and I'm going to make a couple more announcements to you, and I'm going to let you get back into being amazing and magnificent for 2023. We want to be amazing. We want to be magnificent. And we're running out of time. The year is almost gone. The year is almost out. I'm serious. I'm serious. Days are just flying by. So I want to thank the Gutter Guys, A1 Gutter Guys, for coming onto the show. Absolutely amazing. And on the break, they told me anyone that mentions the show, AM 1220 KDOW, you're going to get 10% off your gutters. And they do gutter guards. So check them out. They're doing the gutter guards. They're going to give you 10% off. They are my gutter guard heroes. My A1 gutter guys, 408-490-4326. And then, of course, their website is a1gutterguys.com. Get that 10% off by mentioning you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. Gutter guards, get your gutter guards on your gutters. That is a really great way to keep your gutters clean. So that being said, let's get back to one more point I want to make before we're out of here. And then I'll make one more announcement after this is we've got prepare. That's three. That's steps 1, 2, and 3. Prepare. Number four, we talked about terminology. You need to know the terminology, learn it. There's so much out there in the terminology to learn. Number five, there are different types of grants. Really understand what you're looking for, what you really want to fund. And if you're a nonprofit, don't clump everything that you're doing together. You can really pull, you should be pulling out different activities or programs or things that you're doing. I've had nonprofits tell me that we just do everything, and that's great, and that's fantastic. You love your community and you're giving back and you're doing all of this. But when you clump things, when you pull them apart rather than clumping everything together, you can really look at what types of grants you can qualify for or that you can go after, or you can think about going after. And so number six, final, understanding your eligibility for grants. The first thing that I try to do after you pay your retainer, I'm going to find out whether or not I can disqualify you. Now, I might do that in some of the initial meetings, fact finding, to ensure that you are qualified. And you might be, or you might not be. If you're convinced that you are qualified, then we're going to move forward. I'm not going to read 90 pages of anything or 30 pages of anything or a page of anything until I am retained, because I'm so busy. I can't do that for everyone. It takes time to really scrutinize. I highlight specific words that I'm seeing in grants. So when we're responding to what they're really asking. And so your eligibility is important. So disqualify yourself. Don't be afraid to disqualify yourself for huge grants. See if you disqualify. If you don't disqualify, great. Let's go after it. I will help you compete vigorously and put you in the running. You will be in the Olympics. You will be at the Olympic level when you're competing every time, every single time. I'm going to have you at the Olympic level of competing for grants. If you're a small business, I am giving you information to help you improve just getting prepared to do and go after grants. So number six is understanding, be clear on whether or not you are eligible for that grant. Just because you see it doesn't mean that you are eligible. So find out. And if you're not eligible, the next question would be, I guess I'll give you a seventh tip. The next question would be, is can we fix it? Can we make you eligible? We might need to solve it. And says, can we solve this? Can we solve it by bringing in a collaborative, a partner? And if we can, boom, goes the dynamite. We are going to go after that grant. So think about those things. Don't just spend your money trying to hire a grant writer when you're not grant ready. It'll cost you a lot of money. Lastly, again, if you are a Black or African-American entrepreneur struggling to start or grow your business in Northern California, the Northern California SBDC's Inclusivity Project understands that challenge. And so they are starting free training classes, a series. SBDC's free training series provides expert knowledge and insight on all small business topics, from credit to capital, marketing, management, and more. Don't miss this opportunity to take control of your business journey in 2023. Classes start February 1st, 2023. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Spots are limited. Sign up today at theinclusivityproject.com/courses. Have a great weekend. Going into the weekend, going ending your week. I look forward to hearing more from you. Connect with me here at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Get our catalog, get our magazine.